Field. Cleveland's Jadeveon Clowney scene is officially over after he clowned himself. The Cleveland Browns did not bring Clowney on the trip to Pittsburgh for their season finale after the defensive end was sent home from practice on Friday for remarks he made about the organization and the coaching staff. Before they left Cleveland on Saturday, the Browns officially ruled Clowney out of the game. Coach Kevin Stefanski was vague Friday about Clowney's standing, but he said the Browns would be moving forward without him. Clowney effectively ended his second season with the Browns during an interview with Cleveland reporters this week when he said he felt the Browns undervalued him and were more focused on making Pro Bowl defensive end Myles Garrett look good at his expense. Clowney said this week he is 95% sure he won't be back with the Cleveland Browns. They will be in Pittsburgh at Heinz Field at 1 o'clock tomorrow to take on your 8-8 Pittsburgh Steelers. Elsewhere in the world of sports, Texas A&M forgot their basketball jerseys at the team hotel and were assessed with an administrative foul for a delay of game infraction. That happened before a tip-off against Florida. The Aggies went on to beat the Gators 66-63 on Wednesday, but Texas A&M coach Buzz Williams admitted to it. "I forgot the jerseys in the hotel. I used to be a manager, and if that happened, my head coach would have stuck up for me. He didn't want the jerseys to get wrinkled," he says. Elsewhere in the world of college basketball action, the Duquesne Dukes men are on the road to take on the Richmond Spiders. The Dukes have been on a tear. They're 12-4 right now. The Richmond Spiders are 8-7. The Pitt Panthers men will be hosting Clemson today at 4 o'clock at the Peterson Events Center. The Pitt Panthers women are taking on Louisville. That game tips off at 2 o'clock tomorrow. The Carnegie Mellon men's and women's basketball team, well, let me tell you about them. Right now, the women's team is playing Case Western Reserve University. We do not have a score yet in that game, which just got underway a few minutes ago. The men's team will be taking on Case Western at 3 o'clock. Case Western right now ranked number 9 in the country. And the Pittsburgh Penguins, speaking of a team that needs to get back on its winning ways, they've had a rough stretch. Penguins lost to the Golden Knights on Thursday. They're off today. They take on the Coyotes tomorrow. Face-off is at 7 o'clock.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Cloudy skies for the rest of the day with a high of 38 overnight, cloudy, and a low of 26. Partly sunny on Sunday, 41, chance of showers, maybe rain mixed with snow, 32 Sunday night. Monday, chance of snow showers, and then becoming sunny with a high of 41. Right now, just ahead of much more music with the Jay Thurber Show, 34 in Beaver and in Butler, 33 in Washington and outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 32 right now at WRCT. Iggy Pop's going to take us to news time.
I'm in a frenzy. You stole me, and I hate that I feel.
That's new music from Iggy Pop. I'm Jay Thurber. You tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
Story news in Washington. I'm Simon Marks. Republican Kevin McCarthy may be just hours away now from becoming the new Speaker of the House of Representatives. He managed to persuade 15 dissident Republicans who opposed him in a dozen separate votes to back him. And work continues to secure the remaining support he needs, not just to win the job, but to bring an extraordinary week of chaos on Capitol Hill to an end. From FSN's Washington Bureau, Caroline Malone reports.
Kevin McCarthy is almost the new House Speaker. A furious lobbying campaign is underway to get as many of the Republicans voting against him to change their minds. McCarthy has had to make concessions to convince the hard-right, more conservative members of the Republican Party not to vote against him.
Meanwhile, President Biden has been marking the second anniversary of the January 6th uprising by Donald Trump's supporters on Capitol Hill. He awarded the Presidential Citizens Medal to more than a dozen police officers and election workers who pushed back against his predecessor's false claims that the 2020 US election was rigged. In other news, a major defense package has been announced for Ukraine, with several Western countries banding together to provide infantry fighting vehicles for the country's ground forces. The US, Germany, and France will supply the equipment, as FSN's Trent Murray reports from our Berlin bureau.
Two different types of infantry fighting vehicles are being given to Ukraine, the US-made Bradley and German-made Marder. Neither are considered a tank, but both have mounted firepower and also provide armored protection for troops being transported in conflict zones. While the number of deliveries has not yet been confirmed, the German outlet Der Spiegel reports that as many as 40 Marders could be on their way. Germany has also donated a Patriot air defense battery to help Ukraine intercept Russian missiles.
A group of British Union leaders say they're hoping to have a meaningful conversation with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Monday. The face-to-face gathering will occur after ambulance workers became the latest public sector employee to announce industrial action later this month. The Prime Minister says he's open to discussing affordable solutions to the crisis, but Paul Novak of the Trades Union Congress says the devil will be in the details.
What they haven't invited us to do next week is to have meaningful negotiations about the current pay disputes. What they've said is that we can have technical discussions about the remit of the pay review bodies for the coming. And I think those sorts of technical discussions aren't going to help our paramedics, our firefighters, our civil servants and our teachers pay their bills right now.
Inflation in the Eurozone is back in single figures, having dropped for the second month in a row. The latest numbers are boosting hopes that the bloc's economic woes might be easing. And unemployment in the US fell from 3.7 to 3.5% in December. But the latest numbers announced on Friday were slightly higher than analysts predicted. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK
McKeesport.
getting us started in the 1 o'clock hour. 108, much more music time. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me. The request line is open, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook, Mastodon. Yes, we're on Mastodon, union.place. Jay Thurber Show at union.place on Mastodon. And Post News. Support for this broadcast comes in part from a grant from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation, from donations from Striffler Funeral Homes in Clarendon-Gervaisburg, Glassport. No, that's Funny Funeral Homes. Who's Striffler's is in, they're everywhere. Everywhere, they're everywhere. You can find them. We told you about them in the last hour. Finney Funeral Homes is in Clarendon-Gervaisburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth. And contributions from people just like you. If you like what Tube City Community Media does and you'd like to support it, well, you can go to TubeCityOnline.com and, as the kids say, hit that donate button. And we are appreciative of that. Appreciative? Judges, the judges up in the client booth, they're just shaking their head. They're not sure. Is it appreciative or appreciative? Anyways, what else do we want to do? Shut up and play some more music, I think, is what we want to do, shall we? Let's show.
Mark Spitz swims the English Channel later on The Jay Thurber Show.
On the ABC Radio Network.
We'll play this one for Anne, who just took Fred for a walk. I hope Fred's her dog. If not, well, it's hard not for me to kink shame people.
Baby Mac, dressed in black, silver buttons all down her back. Hello, tipsy toe. She broke a needle and she can't soap. Walking the dog.
But all I know is I'll never be happy. happy until my baby comes back home. Yeah, because I'm in a sad mood tonight. Oh, my baby done gone away and left me. My baby done gone. Oh, I don't know why she left me, but this one thing I know. I know that if my baby tells me that she'll come back home, I'll never, never do it no more. Yeah, because I'm in a sad mood tonight. Oh, I'm in a sad mood. I'm in a sad mood tonight.
At 1:15, much more music time.
The joint was a jumping on the corner.
Step forward, ma. Do you win?
From north, they swung from south. Brown cut that black star right out of Pete's mouth. He hit the ground, he yelled and screamed. Then took his studs and had him flee the scene. Now if he ever down on the corner, down on a honky tonk street, don't mess with Brown, you got you down. Take a lesson from a big boy Pete.
Thank you.
Channel. Hey, baby, come on. I want you to be my girl. 120, much more music time here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurper. We've got new music coming your way. We play two new songs every hour because we're on WRCT, and the program director says, hey, Jay, don't just live in the past. You dig? She doesn't say that. She never ever says you dig. Do the kids still say that? I don't think they do. Anyways, new music from The Neighborhood coming up here right after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. And, of course, our guest DJs, Bert and Ernie, are going to be here soon. So stay tuned for that as well. And what else do I want to tell you about? It's confusing sounds. This show is confusing sounds, let's face it, for confusing times. But Saturday at 5, it's time for Chop Shop with Dan Strange, only on independent freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh. At 5 o'clock on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, well, that's time for the Kirsten and Amber Show. Kirsten and Amber were friends in college, and years later they have reunited, and it feels so good for them to recreate the vibe from their college radio show in the 90s and early 2000s. So listen to the Kirsten and Amber Show coming up at 5 on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Family is important. And when we're growing up, we need the connection that family provides, especially in our teenage years. Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids, is a new podcast that tells the compelling real-life stories of youth in foster care on their journey toward adoption and provides informational resources from experts in the field of adoption. Navigating Adoption is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council, and it's hosted by April Dinwoody. So let's get all of you April Dinwoody fans out there for the big game and join us by visiting AdoptUSKids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids, wherever better podcasts are sold. The Podcast Shack, the Podcast Store, Podcast
Steel City Weather.
I don't even know what that even means. The National Weather Service has revised the forecast. They're now saying a slight chance of snow showers in the broadcasting area, mixing with rain, mostly cloudy otherwise, with a high of 38. Mostly cloudy overnight, low 26, partly sunny Sunday, 41. Monday, chance of snow showers, then becoming mostly sunny, 41. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high of 44. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high of 46 degrees. Right now, just had a much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 35 right now in Beaver County, 33 in Butler, 33 also in Washington and outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland, 32 at WRCT with new music from The Neighborhood.
You and those little high-waisted shorts. embrace the minute that my left hand meets your waist. And then I watch your face, put my finger on your tongue, cause you love the taste, yeah. And these hearts adore everyone the other beats hardest for.
New music from The Neighborhood. It's called Sweater Weather here on Radio 9.
Eastern Airlines will fly you to Bunker Hill and Faneuil Hall, Harvard and MIT, Old North Church and Old Ironsides. Eastern Airlines will fly you to the United Nations Building, the Empire State Building, Wall Street, Mott Street and Broadway. You may charge your Eastern Airlines flight, your hotel bills, anything you arrange in advance, even your weekly car rental, with Eastern Airlines' exclusive charger trip plan. This plan allows you to charge your vacation with no money down, pay as little as $10 a month, and take up to 2 years to pay. Eastern Airlines' exclusive charger trip plan lets you see your country tomorrow if you don't have the cash on hand today.
from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:31. We're going to check your radio calendar in just a few minutes, so stay tuned for that. Our guest disc jockeys will be here too shortly. This is the Association.
Things went wrong today. Bad news came my way. I woke up to find how I had blew my mind. Western Union man, bad news in his hand. Knocking at my door, selling me the score. 15 cents were to me. A telegram I didn't need. Says she doesn't care no more.
Americans, Western Union here on Radio 9.
Everywhere this weekend things are happening.
Yeah,
here and there and all around the world. Keep your dial tuned where you're in touch. This wonderful weekend with your radio.
We need a little bit of background music. Paul, how about some background music here, Paul? How about a little bit of one, two, a one, two, three, four, bop a da bop bop. Cookies with white stuff in between brings you the WRCT radio calendar for today, Saturday, January 7th, 2023. And as we look in on the little house halfway up the next block, we see that this is the final weekend for Black on Black Love at the 820 Liberty Gallery, showcasing works by 8 multidisciplinary artists with different expressions of black love. On display now at 820 Liberty Avenue downtown. That ends Sunday. Space Gallery presenting the Not White Collective 2016-2022, a group of 13 women artists whose mission is to use multidisciplinary art to make their stories visible. That's at 812 Liberty Avenue downtown, now through January 29th. And at the 937 Gallery, it's Rising Voices 2, the Bennett Prize for Women Painters, featuring work by the finalists for that prize, 11 artists all together, now through February 9th. That's at the 937 Gallery, 937 Liberty Avenue, downtown Pittsburgh. For more information, trustarts.org. The Andy Warhol Museum announces Andy Warhol's social network interview, television, and portraits, an exhibit featuring the cross-section between Warhol's longest-running project, Interview Magazine. Just kind of got into that a little bit there. Anyways, that's at the Andy Warhol Museum now through February 20th. 117 Sandusky Street on the near north side. For more information, warhol.org. The Carnegie Library of McKeesport has a full calendar of events for January. Grandma's Kitchen keeps on cooking January 27th at 2 o'clock. If you're up for family fun, Apples to Apples Jr. is a vocabulary building game of funny word combinations. You can join them for that on January 21st at 5 o'clock. There will be crafting in January. January 18th, the crafters are making soap. January 25th, they're making bath bombs. That's at 3 o'clock. Those are Wednesdays at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport. Registration in advance is required. And for lunch at the library, they will be celebrating National Cheese Month. Warm up with grilled cheese and tomato soup. They do need reservations for that as well. It's not easy being cheesy. That's January 20th, lunch at the library for National Cheese Month. And there is a youth art contest. Submissions are due January 18th. Ages 2 to 18 are invited to participate. All of those at the Carnegie Library of McKeesport, 1507 Library Avenue, 412-672-0625, or mckeesportlibrary.org. And if you or your organization have something you'd like to get off your mind and onto the radio calendar, email at least 2 weeks in advance, radio-calendar@wrct.org. You've got to be a nonprofit organization, but hey, Pittsburgh, if you get it in, we will get it on.
Talk a while. Would you like some of my tangerine? I know I'd never treat you mean. Never knew how I'd meet you. Didn't know how to greet you. When I saw you look that way, say hello,
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 hello.
Say I love you, always been too high above you. Now I'm not so far away. Now at last I can say hello,
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 hello.
You've got pretty hair,
you got pretty hair.
Hello, hello. Can't you tell I care? Would you like some of my tangerine? I know I'd never treat you mean. Oh no.
anybody have Gertrude Wilson's pumpkin pie recipe ready? Anyways, does anybody have a coffee pot? I need it. Never mind. We're very pleased and honored to have two guest disc jockeys here with us this afternoon. You've probably seen them on such places as Sesame Street. Ladies and gentlemen, Bert and Ernie. And Bert and Ernie, I understand that you want to play a song that has the word wild in it. Is that accurate?
Wild.
Well, I'm drawing a blank, Bert. We might not get this one, Bert.
Wild thing. You make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. The trogs.
Wild thing, you make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Wild thing, wild thing, I think I love you.
And my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds. And I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself. And I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back. And I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal.
Oh, rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo bo bo-dee-o, rubber ducky, joy of joys. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true. Oh, every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Hey, rubber ducky, would you like me to scrub your back with my nifty little scrub brush? You would? Okay, how's this? Hey, you want me to scrub behind your ears? Oh, I see. You don't have any ears, do you? Well, how about your tummy? Scrub his little ducky tummy. Ooh, he's ticklish. Oh, every day when I make my way through the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby, rub-a-ducky, you're so fine. And I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm like a whole pond of rubber ducky. I'm awfully fond of you.
All right, thank you. Bert and Ernie are our guest disc jockeys this week in the studio. And Bert and Ernie, here is your next word that you need to suggest a song for.
Did you?
Time.
Time, 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 see what's become of me. As I look around for my possibilities, I was so hard to see. Look around, leaves are brown, and a sky is a... Take it, Bert!
Hazy Shade of Winter?
Hazy Shade of Winter, Simon and Garfunkel.
Simon and Garfunkel, Hazy Shade of Winter here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Bert and Ernie, we are going to have to take a break. You guys can come back after 2 o'clock after we take care of sports and weather and the news. But before we do that, I was just wondering if you guys have a favorite song that you like to sing together.
What is our favorite song, Ernie? What is our favorite song?
Well, we love so many songs, Bert. I mean, we're always listening to music. Or we listen to music in the morning.
Yeah, when I'm trying to eat my breakfast.
In the afternoon.
When I'm trying to read.
And, of course, at night.
When I'm trying to go to bed.
I guess I'd have to say that my favorite song is any song I can sing with my old buddy Bert.
Aw. Me too, Ernie. Aww. Me too. Also, anything by Olivia Rodrigo. Yeah, I really like her.
All right. Thank you, guys. More music after this.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to pema.pa.gov and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by Ready PA, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Radio.
Joe Henderson with Snap Your Fingers from 1962, Sports and Weather, coming up next.
Snap your finger, I'll come running back to you on bended knee. Snap your finger, turn green. Maybe I've got to know. Give me some kind of clue. Should I stay or go? Let me love you like the lover that you used to know. Turn the key and let me in. Through that same old door, I had it, but I lost it. Now I've got a broken heart to mend. But listen, I don't care what the cost is. I know I got to find my way back in. Snap your finger, baby, I'll come running. Back again.
At 1:54 chime time, new music from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs coming up after we check sports and weather.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
The Pittsburgh Steelers getting ready to wrap up the regular season at 1 o'clock at Acrisure Field. Did I say Heinz Field in the last hour? I apologize. At Acrisure Field at 1 o'clock on Sunday as they host the hated Cleveland Brownies. One member of the Browns will not be with the team. Jadeveon Clowney has clowned himself right out of a job. His season is officially over. The Cleveland Browns did not bring the defensive end with him to Pittsburgh. He was sent home for practice on Friday for remarks that he made criticizing the organization and the coaching staff. Clowney accused the coaches of undervaluing him and said they're more focused on making Myles Garrett look good than on winning games. Coach Kevin Stefanski was vague Friday about Clowney, but he intimated that the team is moving forward. They said, no one and nothing comes above the team. And before departing yesterday for Pittsburgh, the Browns downgraded Clowney to clowned right out of a job. So Browns and Steelers, 1 o'clock at Acrisure Field tomorrow. In college basketball action, the Pitt Panthers women are taking on the Cardinals of Louisville on Sunday at 2 o'clock. They lost to Syracuse on Thursday by a score of 89-71. The Pitt Panthers are hosting Clemson today at the Peterson Event Center, the men's team, that is. That game tips off at 1 o'clock. The Duquesne Dukes men are on the road this evening to take on the Richmond Spiders. That game gets underway at 6. Your Carnegie Mellon Tartans are in action this weekend. The women's team at this hour are taking on Case Western Reserve University on the road. Right now, let me see, in the second half of that game, Carnegie Mellon is up by a score of 40-30. That is a conference game in the UAA. The men's team will take the court at 3 o'clock up there in Cleveland. And I think it's in Cleveland. Yeah, that game's in Cleveland. And the Pittsburgh Penguins need to get back on their winning ways. They've had a rough stretch of it. They lost to the Golden Knights 5-2 on Thursday. They take on the Coyotes tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Train going past the window and it has several feet of snow on top of it. I don't know if that's coming our way or not. The weatherman says a slight chance of snow showers this afternoon, mixing with rain possibly, mostly cloudy with a high of 38. Cloudy and cold overnight, 26. Partly sunny Sunday, 41. Sunday night, chance of rain mixed with snow, 32. Monday, chance of snow showers in the morning, otherwise partly sunny, 41. Tuesday, cloudy, 44. Wednesday, partly sunny and a high reaching 46. 35 right now in Beaver County, 33 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 32 right now at WRCT. The Yeah Yeah Yeahs are going to take us to news time.
And that's the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. I'm Jay Thurber. Yeah, yeah. You can find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News. You can also subscribe to the Jay Thurber newsletter at jaythurbershow.com. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
forward following our democracy in historic times.
House Democrats are ready, willing, and able to get to work on behalf of the American people. But we need a willing partner on the other side of the aisle.
Representative Hakeem Jeffries said he hoped for Republicans to, quote, stop the bickering, stop the backbiting, and stop the backstabbing after 3 days of voting and still no House Speaker. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy failed to get the 218 votes needed after Thursday night's 11th vote for the speakership, making this one of the longest votes for the job. While the House was in chaos to determine the next speaker, President Joe Biden and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell were in Kentucky to usher in the bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill.
Today, we sit in this wonderful clear day with sun shining down on literally a legislative miracle.
McConnell, along with 18 other Senate Republicans, voted for the bill that was signed into law in 2021. Today marks the second anniversary of the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Former Washington, D.C. police officer Michael Fanone, who suffered major injuries as a result of the riot, called on top GOP leaders in the House to condemn political violence.
We cannot afford to brush political violence under the rug or turn a blind eye when others encourage it.
One of those GOP leaders was Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, to which Fanone delivered a letter signed by more than 1,000 veterans, active duty service members, and military families who want top Republicans to speak out against political violence. President Biden announced new migration enforcement measures paired with the extended Title 42. The new measures include more expulsions, but also more opportunities for migrants to enter the United States legally to reduce the number of unlawful crossings.
Today, my administration is taking several steps to stiffen enforcement for those who try to come without a legal right to stay and to put in place a faster process to decide a claim of asylum.
The expanded legal pathways will allow 30,000 migrants per month from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela to enter the country with U.S.-based financial sponsors. Those who enter illegally will not be eligible for the program. Biden is set to visit the border in El Paso on Sunday. Finally, the DOJ said the U.S. Postal Service can continue to deliver prescription abortion medication despite the overturning of Roe v. Wade, making abortion more accessible in some places. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.